Hi everyone, welcome back to 留学 101 podcast. I'm Aira and
I'm Izuki.
So we kind of took a summer vacation, so it's actually been about 3 weeks, I think, since we uploaded the last episode.
It's been two weeks. I asked my followers or our followers on Instagram. Like, do you want it like two weeks off or do you want to like put our last episode in between so you don't have like two continuous weeks off, you know? So it's been 2 weeks, but it's been 3 weeks since we last recorded.
Yeah, recorded. Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie, it's kind of awkward.
Is it?
Kind of. A little bit awkward, but it's all right.
So Mizuki-chan, do you want to share your 2 weeks of a summer vacation and what happened with you and someone special?
Well, my boyfriend, my long-distance boyfriend, came to visit in Japan, and we met for the first time in 3.5 years. So that was what's going on. So we just traveled all over Kanagawa, and also we went to Hiroshima, and then we went to Tokyo, and we did a lot of traveling for 2 weeks. Not gonna lie, I'm kind of tired, but that's what's going on. I finally got to meet my boyfriend, and yeah, we just had a fun time. It was honestly like a good 2 weeks. I enjoyed it a lot. It was like the perfect 2 weeks, and of course I cried at the end. I thought I thought I wouldn't, honestly, because this time, like, I know that we wouldn't be apart for that long, you know, and we pretty much talked to each other every day, but I cried at the airport. But when we went to Hiroshima, we went into a restaurant, omurice restaurant, not even okonomiyaki. We went to an omurice restaurant, just random restaurant in like a department store. And we sat down, and this girl that was working there came or like approached us, and she was the one who was like taking our orders and taking care of us and everything. And then she was like, "Mizuki-san desu ka? Podcast yarete masu ka?" And she was like, do you do podcasts? And like, are you Mizuki? And I was like, "Hi," like, yeah. And she was like, "Oh, I listened to your podcast. Like, I came back from study abroad last year and I listened to your podcast." And I was like, "Whoa." Like, really? And out of all places, I met my first listener in Hiroshima. So I'm sorry I didn't get your name. I was too nervous to say anything. I was like, "Oh, thank you. And that was pretty much it. But if you're listening to this episode, thank you so much for say hi. Yeah, that was kind of surreal. I told Aira right after. And we were like, "Oh my God, we're famous."
we're so famous. Oh my God.
We're so famous. We're not. We're not. But it felt like it. But anyway, that was the story, and that was why we were gone for 2 weeks, and now we're back. Do you want to get into the topic?
Oh yeah, sure. And so now Mizuki-chan's boyfriend knew that we're doing podcasts because Mizuki-chan was kind of like, yeah, he didn't know. So he was like, "So I have a suggestion for the episode idea."
Well, I told him, like, right before we recorded, he was like, "I'm just getting ready to record an episode." And he was like, "What's the topic for today?" And we never have topics in mind until, like, the very, like, right before we record. We never plan ahead. I don't know why. I don't know why, but we never plan ahead. So I was like, "I don't know. Like, I have nothing in my mind right now." And he was like, "Well, what have you guys, like, talked about?" So I, like, listed all these, like, topics that we've, like, talked about in the past, like, 1.5 years. And I was like, "We're running out of ideas." And he was like, "Well, why don't you talk about something you miss? Stuff you miss from the States, or, like, stuff you miss from, like, your college life in the U.S. and Canada." And I was like, "Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm gonna steal that." So that's what this episode is. So thank you,
boyfriend. But you know what? I think your boyfriend. Mizuki-chan's boyfriend. Thank you. Hi. But you know what? That episode is so basic, but like we haven't really talked about it.
We never like.
That's what I'm surprised about.
I know. I was like, oh my god, that's so like basic.
That should be like like 3 episodes, you know?
I know. That should be like the first thing that popped into our head, but it didn't until today. So we're going to talk about stuff we miss.
So it's almost been 3 years for me and 4 years for Mizuki-chan since we came back from studying abroad. So maybe it's time to share.
Maybe it's time to talk about it.
Yeah.
Before we forget.
I know.
Yeah.
So what I missed about studying abroad is maybe living so closely with friends, like 24/7. And that friends is actually like people from all around the world. So that's one of the biggest benefit of studying abroad. And that's one of the reason that I chose to studying in the foreign universities, not in university in Japan. So, but you can still like, you know, not live, but like be close with people from all around the world, even if you're in Japan, but it's totally different, right? So that's, I think, what I missed the most.
Same. Because I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's the only thing that I can, for now, that's the only thing that pops into my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm sure more ideas would pop out, you know, as we're speaking, but the first thing that kind of came into my mind was how I miss living so closely to my friends and being able to hang out whenever we can or whenever we want to. Be like, gather at this person's dorm in 10 minutes and we're all there in 10 minutes.
I know.
It's so fun. And it's not like we're doing anything extravagant. We're just like hanging out together at a dorm, talking, watching movies, playing games, sometimes cooking together, like doing barbecues and stuff. It's so simple, but those were like one of the best days of my studying abroad life. And I never really get to do that in Japan because we're not living that close to each other. And a lot of us still live with our parents. So you can't just like barge into each other's house and like start cooking or, you know, trashing the places. So that's definitely the number one thing that I miss from my studying abroad days.
The other thing that I missed about like studying abroad was because now I'm living by myself, so it's not like I'm living with roomies or like my parents. But so back in like on college life, like also I was living with my roommates, so we're like talking like almost every day, and that topic is like so wide, you know, from like everyday like common topics to like more like deep life conversations. And that's what I missed about living with like roommates, that I could like share about my life struggles or like other like deep conversation in general with my friends. Yeah
Same. It's not that we don't talk about deep stuff with friends in Japan, but the level of deepness that we go to is kind of different. I don't know. Do you think it's a language difference too?
I don't think language like affects a lot, but like I feel like since we live so closely each other, so we know about like my loom is like more
on a personal level.
On personal level, like compared to like friends that are not living together. So I know about like my roommate's like family issues or like other, like, I mean, her like struggles in general. So like I can kind of like relate to like her like personality in general, like compared to like my friends in general, like that I don't really know about their like family or like any like other struggles.
Like it's easier to hide things here, but over there you're pretty much seeing each other every day, or you're living with each other, and there's so much you can hide, and you only have each other too. like, you don't have your parents to rely on or your siblings to rely on easily. So your friends are kind of the only people that you can talk about your struggles and rely on each other. So I think that's another big reason why it's easier to open up to your friends back in the States, or, well, it's not necessarily States, but, you know, those kind of like dorm style universities. Mm. You don't really get that in Japan unless you really like choose to live in a dorm here. So yeah, that's very true. And that's how you kind of build lifelong friendships too. Yeah,
it's not like I miss the fact that I could like rebuild myself to like many people in like back in Canada. But it's like I kind of miss the environment that people like are so open-minded, and like there are like so many people that I kind of wanted to share my
it's like a no judgment zone.
No judgmental, and like I feel like that like environment like made us to feel more comfortable of like talking about our like personal issues or like personal like stories like more. So I kind of miss that environment, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of get to see each other's life and struggles. So you don't feel alone in that situation. There's so many people you can relate to and alone. You know, we can get through this together, you know? But in Japan, it's really hard. It's easy to hide behind and you don't get to see everything. And you kind of, you know, the only source that you really get to see your friend is like through social media. And people only like post about like their good times, you know, their prime times, and you see them and you're like, oh, what am I doing wrong? Or like, why am I like so late, like compared to everyone? Or you feel like you're failing or something, but you're not actually, you're just not seeing it, you know?
So like speaking about U of T, so like U of T is one of the top universities in Canada. So like, if you say like I go to U of T, like everyone be like, "Oh, you're smart. Oh, you have such a like nice future like waiting for you," you know. And but the reality is like U of T is such a like hard university to like graduate, and like it was hard, you know. So I feel like I was kind of like comfortable because I have so many friends that I have like same struggles in same environment. So they all like relate to my struggles in general. So like they do have like legit like advice to me. So I feel like the environment that I was talking about was like the environment where there are so many people who has like same struggles are like living together. So I feel like that's kind of what I miss about studying abroad.
True. Because sometimes like when I meet up with my friends here and they're talking about, you know, their work and the shitty stuff they go through work and their shitty bosses and stuff like that, I don't know what to say sometimes. I'm like, oh, that sucks. You know? That's the only thing that I can say, and just like listen to, you know, listen to them ramble, and that's the only thing that I can really do. Like, I can't really provide solutions. It's not that they need solutions, you know, sometimes they just need to vent and they just need a place to vent, and I'm happy to be that. But sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. Like, that sucks, you know. And when I was starting abroad, even though I couldn't really relate to their situations and struggles, because I see them go through all these tiny, like, stressful things. Like, even though I can't say anything to them that will make the situation better, I can, like, help them around with things, like, to get to make things easier for them. For example, like, you know, I had this mom friend that I've talked about in past episodes. Like, she was going through some legal issues, so to make her life a little bit easier, I sometimes, you know, babysat her son, or I sometimes like went grocery shopping with her, or picked up her son from school or stuff like that, to like make things a little bit easier for her, you know, like mentally at least. So that's what was like kind of beautiful in a way, like when it comes to friendship, to to rely on each other on like a daily occasions, daily life, daily tasks and stuff like that. And like, you can't really do that here because, you know, you're not living together or near together, or, you know, you can't, like, you're not accessible to each other whenever you want to. So that's certainly one thing that I really, really miss. And I'm grateful that I got to like build meaningful relationships through those, you know, sharing each other's life and struggles and stuff like that. Yeah.
Have you ever like get tired of like being so close to each other? I mean, because sometimes some people feel in that way, like.
Yeah, I like my personal space. I like being alone. So I don't really like living with other people, I would say. It looks fun and all, but I need my personal space, you know, and my time, and to block anything out and just have me time. And I got to do that in the second semester. Like, I had a roommate, but she was pretty much working in daytime. Like, she was the same as me, but she was kind of taking a year off from school and doing her thing. And our schedules didn't really like clash, so I got to have my me time a lot at the apartment, and I didn't have to be around friends when I didn't want to. So for me, it worked out well, because I do get tired of people.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah. So like house, what do you call it? House share? House in Japanese is house share. House ka share house. In English, it's just having roommates, I guess, sounds fun, like, especially like having multiple roommates. But every time I like kind of think back on my roommates and the horrible days that I had with my roommates, I'm like, I'm okay living alone.
Yeah, like for me, like I don't really miss about like dorm life in general, because, you know, I didn't have like any personal space, because I was sharing one room with my roommate, and there was no any like
separation
between us. So like, I don't really miss that dorm style. But what I missed about is that room share life, where I have my own room, you know? Yeah. So I get to have my personal space while I share some sort of like space with other people. And that balance is like very important.
Yeah. Even then, I feel like it's a little bit stressful, especially if you live with someone that doesn't have the same common sense as you, or doesn't clean up, or just has a completely different lifestyle. And be like, kind of being
but you
a
know
people
what pleaser. I, what I realize, yeah, people pleaser. Yeah. But you know what I realize is like, you know, there is no common sense, you know. So if you feel like, why do I like that person, that roommate doesn't have same like common sense with me, but that's her common sense. So I mean, there's no common sense in, like, if you are studying abroad.
Yeah. But I still feel like some things, you know, being courteous to other people or cleaning up after yourself. Cleaning up after yourself is common sense, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people who can do that. And I was like, that's your shit. Like, clean up your shit. Like, I'm not your mom, you know? So that was kind of stressful. So I certainly do not miss about that, or like living with strangers.
Yeah. Everyone should have like basic common sense, you know?
Yeah. So basic.
So basic. Like, I'm not asking for like super high standard of like common sense, but like just basic common sense is like okay for me. But some people cannot do that.
Yeah. It's funny how this episode kind of like transitioned into like dorm life and living alone. But it does relate. I do miss it, but I don't. I mean, I don't miss the dorm life. I just miss living close to each other. And that's what I was able to do the second semester. Not being in a dorm, but still being close with each other and hanging out all the time. So that was like my ideal. And I got to live that. So yeah, that's what I miss the most. I just like the freedom that I had, I think, because that was my first time being able to live by myself and not with my parents. And I didn't have to like tell my parents where I'm going or when I'm coming back, or just doing, being able to do anything you want without permission.
Mm-hmm.
So that was new to me. And not that I was crazy or like I went out clubbing or partying all the time. I didn't do that at all, but it was still nice to kind of have your own independence and not kind of seeing if your parents are okay with it or having to ask for permission or having to be like, oh, I'm gonna come back at this time and stuff like that, you know? So that was nice.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Just such a like typical like daigaku debut.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I did my daigaku debut in
States.
In the States.
Mm-hmm. That's wild, to be honest.
Yeah, that is kind of wild. In a completely different country.
Yeah.
Completely different language. Mm-hmm. No supervision from your parents. You know, thinking about that, I feel like being a parent of an exchange student or a studying abroad student must be stressful. You know, just having to like worrying about your kid all the time. Like, is she alive? Yeah, but that was fun for me. I enjoyed living alone. Like, food? No, food is better here.
Yeah, we already talked about the fast food we missed.
I do miss fast food, but it's not like a craving or anything. I can live without it, you know? And the cost of living is way better here, too. Things are much cheaper.
True.
I guess that's it.
But it's a good thing, though. Like, we enjoy, like, living closely with friends. And we didn't have that many, like, troubles or, like, dramas. So we could spend such a, like, peaceful exchange life, studying abroad life, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't say peaceful because it was not peaceful for the first half.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But we found peace.
So today's topic is about what we miss. So it's not like we don't miss about like all the lectures or like, to be honest, I don't miss it. But, you know, so what we missed and what
we enjoyed.
We enjoyed or like what we thought it's a good experience. It's like totally different. So, of course, like all the lectures and like all the college life, except for like friendship and like academic experience, is of course like was good experience, but it's not like what I missed about. So that's why I didn't go to Glasgow. So
true.
So I don't miss about like academic like
aspect of it.
I don't know. So what me and Mizuki-chan missed the most is all about all the friendship and all about like environment of living with friends so closely together. And yeah. And we're talking about like, do we miss about like English only environment? And Mizuki-chan was like, it's not that I missed about, or like, then for me, like, same for me, but it's not like I missed about the environment, so I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I still use English very often in my daily life. So I never really, I don't really miss the environment that you have to, like, speak English all the time, or the people that live there speak English, you know? And yeah, I don't necessarily miss it. I don't hate it either. Like, I enjoy that environment, but I don't miss it. Because I can kind of achieve the same amount of, like, how much I'm speaking English in Japan as well. I don't miss that.
I feel like if it's been, like, more than 10 years since we came back from studying abroad and we'll still be in, like, Japanese-only environment, then maybe we kind of missed the, like, English-only environment. But, like, it's only been 3 years and 4 years for us. So I think that's the reason why.
Yeah.
And as you said, we constantly using English in daily life, even in Japan, so we don't miss it.
I don't know. Like, there's so many things that I love about the States and I loved about my college life in the States. But loving those moments and missing it is not necessarily the same thing as for me, at least. Like, I loved it because I lived through it throughout my teenage years and my college years. It was good because it was that time. I don't necessarily want it right now, you know? As a 24-year-old, I don't necessarily want it. But I do
look back
and be like, oh, it was a good time, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. That's what's, like, making us be like, what do we miss? We don't really miss much. It was a good time, and we're happy to kind of leave it there, you know?
Yeah, true. That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually weird, like, if we saying, like, oh, we missed about, like, studying abroad so much, we missed about college life so much, and that means, like, we don't kind of, like, not satisfied with what we have right now.
So,
it's weird, like, if we, continue saying that we miss college life so much.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That means that we're not really evolving in our life,
yeah.
You know?
大学生に戻りたいみたいな That's weird.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
What about, like, living in Canada? Like, ignoring all the studying abroad and college aspect of it, like, living in the States and Canada, that might be a different topic. Not much.
Not much. Yeah, it's kind of hard to, like, define about, like, missing, you know?
I think I'm good. Mm-mm. Doesn't mean I don't love the States. I do like United States. But Japan is good too. Food is cheap. And it's not cheap, but it's cheaper than a lot of countries. And there's konbinis all around. I have my family here. I have my friends here. I'm good. I feel like if I were to move to the States and live there, there would be a lot of things that I would miss about Japan. But not really much when it's the other way around.
True. We gotta move on, so. So thank you, Mizuki-chan's boyfriend, for the episode suggestion. And okay, so that's all about today's episode. We'll share about, like, other episode if we could come up with.
I don't think so. I don't think I'll come up more than
more than today's. Yeah, more than what we talked about in today's episode. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye bye.